Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
So we're here once again on Saturday morning, starting off our morning here at 10 a.m. as we have done for 9 years plus.
Yeah, can't believe it's been 9 years.
Yeah, long time, but good times on the air. We're going to be playing some music today, having a good time, talking about car shows, everything else that's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Anything in particular? Are you entering into anything?
I am.
Word
on the street was.
That you are going to be in on a Ford show.
I am. I'm going to the Ford Mustang show tomorrow at Warner Park. I go every year. I like that show. I'm going to be down there from 10 to 3. But also, if you'd like to go to the Chevy show, that's going to be in Chatsworth on Plummer. That's 21000 Plummer. And it's the boys' town out there. So if you get a chance, come to the Mustang show. Say howdy doody. Otherwise, if you go to the Chevy show, whatever you want to do, it'll be fine. And then also want to talk about next week. California Car Cover has their monthly little cruise in the morning. It's from 7 to 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and it's going to be May 11th. And if you haven't been to California Car Cover, I'll give you the address. It's 9525 DeSoto, and that's in Chatsworth. So make sure you stop down there. They always have some good buys and some good values. There's going to be coffee, and I believe there's going to be some donuts down there for you.
Coffee and donuts.
And
nice
I know
combo.
Car guys love donuts, so let's get down there and enjoy it.
Always a wonderful combo. So that's going on, which is very, very nice. A good-looking weekend for us. We're already in May.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Zooming by. Cinco de Mayo coming up.
It was just January. I mean, it was just January.
Bang, zoom. It just whips on by.
Yeah.
But we've got a lot of fun out there, so go on out there.
What are you doing for Cinco de Mayo?
Probably working.
Oh,
I think I have work on the schedule.
No. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, work on the schedule is what we have. So
well, after the car show tomorrow, we're going to go hit tacos. We'll get some tacos.
That's an original thought.
Yeah, I know. No beer, but tacos.
Meyer. Yeah, just have a nice, just go to your favorite Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, have a good time.
Make sure you go to one that – I don't want to say anything bad about the other ones, but go to one of the unique, hometown ones as opposed to the big chains.
The big chains, yeah.
And just honor one of the local businesses. That'd be fantastic.
There's a little place in Simi that we like, but they're closed on Sundays. It's Tico's Tacos on LA Avenue, but they're always closed. It's a family-run business, and they're really good. But, go out and spend some time. Make some guacamole.
Yeah, we have El Pescador in Fillmore, and we have Chihuahua, and we have a bunch of nice restaurants in Fillmore.
Well, there's a place in Saticoy on Violet, and I can't remember the name of it, Los Comilas or something. Just a little small place. The food is excellent. If you like carnitas, they got great carnitas over there.
So. Oh, it was good. So enjoy, eat up, and have
yourself. We're always talking about food. You know that on the show?
Food is good. Yeah, food is awesome. You can listen to Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, 24/7. The way you do it is you log on to the website, safermoneyspecialist.com, click on the LA Talk Radio icon wherever you are, as long as you have the internet connection, which just about everybody does these days, you can hear Ron Grant anytime. So if you missed something on the show, if you didn't take notes, you can re-listen or listen to a show from the past. And you can hear what Ron has to say on keeping your money safe. You can also read a little bit, too. It's always nice to do that. So let's talk about the free book. How do we get a hold of that?
Yeah, we have a book you can download if you like, or you can read it online. It's 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. So if you're getting ready to retire in the next year or three maybe, or you've maybe already retired, I don't know, maybe you've already pulled the plug, it's a nice little book. So go on my main website, which is safermoneyspecialist.com, and over to the right, there's a little button there that you can click, and that takes you to iwantincomeforlife.com. And there's a one-minute video that I'd like you to take a peek at. And then when you get done with that, download that free book, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. Take a look at it. And if you have any questions, you can email me, ron@safermoneyspecialist.com, or you can call me. That's 805 660-1313. And while you're on my main site, take a look around. I've got some great third-party educational information there. There's some email testimonials. There's some radio testimonials. There's some educational videos. At the top, the very top of the page, next to my picture on the microphone, you will take a look. If you own a 401k or a 403b, take a look at this thing called the 401k recession. Steve Croft of 60 Minutes did this expose on this thing, and it was really good. If you own a 401k or 403b, the hair on the back of your neck should be standing up right now. You need to see this. And then down towards the middle of the page, there's a little cartoon video. I don't know. They don't call it claymation. They call it something else, and I can't remember the word. But it looks like a cartoon, and it talks about how the financial planners and stockbrokers are finally taking responsibility for doing such a poor job in helping you with retirement. So take a look at that. That's from a third party also. And then we got some third-party videos. There's some great reading educational information there that you can take a look at. You can also email me from the site if you'd like, or you can always call me, 805-660-1313.
And let's get Ron on the phone and do that as quickly as you can. Get the book, listen to the show. We love it when you listen on air, though.
Yeah, it's, we do.
There's
sure.
something about the Saturday.
Yeah, I love it.
It's real-time listening.
Yeah.
And so tune in to Ron. Make sure you get a pen, piece of paper, take some notes. It's always fun to jot things down at your own speed here. Ron Grant back in just 60 seconds.
Hi, it's Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Did you know that many hardworking people today are setting aside money for retirement? But most of them may be making a huge mistake. Not only are there major risks in traditional retirement approach, but what many people don't realize is that it may not be the amount of money that they're saving for retirement, but where they're saving it at that matters the most. Call me now, 805-660-1313. If you'd like to protect your hard-earned money, pay no fees, and receive a lifetime income, then call me, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313. Stop paying your stockbroker or financial planner fees that eat up your returns, and stop risking your principal and any gains you already earned. Call me now, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313.
And the champs,
yeah.
Santa Paula, California.
Santa Paula.
Yeah,
boy, you were right.
I was pretty sure that
Man.
That was the deal. Saxophonist Danny Flores. And many people say L.A., but they say much more specifically Santa Paula right here in town.
It's too bad we didn't know that last week, because we could have went to Santa Paula last night and maybe looked for the champs.
Find them out there,
See if they were out there.
Well, I hope everybody is still doing well. That's it. It's one of those little bits of trivia.
Yeah, cool.
Santa Paula made
famous. The show's full education, music, whatever we can do for you.
Way back
Food,
in the day.
Way back when.
So let's get to the show here. We'll have some more music coming up, try to make it a little tougher. Let's talk about you getting started in helping people with safer money. We know when it began on the radio, about 9 years ago, change.
Yeah.
When did it begin as a career for you?
Well, you know, I got licensed in 96. You know, I was actually in the mortgage business. I owned Camarillo Mortgage. I was doing first and second trust deeds. And my dad had a massive stroke. They found my dad laying on the kitchen floor 2 to 4 days. The neighbor across the street, Mr. Gump was his name, he didn't see the blinds go back and forth. He got concerned because my dad usually tells him when he's going to go out of town. My dad had retired from Litton Data Systems, bought himself a little Honda Accord, and he was doing some traveling. So Mr. Gump didn't see the blinds go back and forth, so he called the sheriff because there was a hill up there, and Mr. Gump was in a wheelchair, and he couldn't get up the hill there, even though it was motorized. Called the sheriff. Evidently, the sheriff looked in, saw this body laying on the floor, took the door jamb out, boom, went in, got my dad. Took him to the hospital, took him to Henry Mayo up there in Newhall area. And the doctor said your dad could live a day, he could live 10 years. They didn't know. He had a stroke, was paralyzed on the left side. And so what we had to do is we had to end up liquidating. We sold his new Honda Accord. We sold his house. We used all his cash. And then finally, he went on Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal is a program here in the state of California. Other states, it's known as Medicaid. And when you're single and you have $2,000, that's all you own, then you can apply for Medi-Cal. So my dad was in a place called Glenwood over on C Street in Oxnard. And my dad wasn't happy there, didn't really care for the place. So we moved him over here to Ventura to Victoria Care. And my dad ended up living 8 years in a nursing home. You know, my dad had car insurance, he had fire insurance, had life insurance, had health insurance, earthquake insurance. But he did not have long-term care insurance. And I never understood that until I really kind of got into the nuts and bolts of it. And I realized that I couldn't help my dad. You know, my dad's situation was already done. So I did some research, and I found a company called Amex Life, which was American Express. And then there was a company out there called GE, and I went to went to them and talked to them about long-term care insurance, and went to their school and got educated, went and got licensed, got my insurance license, and I started helping people. I was still doing mortgages, but I was helping people with long-term care insurance protect their assets and giving them freedom to choose where they want to get care, not where they're herded in. Because, you know, any on any given day, it's going to be tough to get a Medi-Cal bed, especially up here in Ventura County. You know, a lot of people have had to go to the Valley or Bakersfield or Palmdale or maybe up north. So I couldn't help my dad, so I'm trying to help everybody else. And I realized that one company was not right for everybody. So GE became GE Capital, then it became Genworth, now it's Genworth Financial. And I left and I started my own brokerage, opened up my own insurance company, and I started dealing with multiple companies. I did not like being a captive agent because they really, as a company, want you to push their product, you know, because they're giving you a desk and they're helping you with your cell phone and maybe medical and that type of thing. I want to do what I feel is what's right for the client. That's that fiduciary responsibility that that we really want to show and help with people. So I opened up my own place and I started helping people protect those assets. And then I realized it was about the end of 07, maybe the beginning of 08, that the people that I'd help with long-term care insurance, now mind you, they're paying a premium to protect the assets that they have. Okay, that's what they're doing. And so I realized that all those people that I'd helped, their major money was still in risk. And what do we know about risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, ETFs, GLDs, all those crazy things, oil, gas, real estate trusts. Those are things you can lose your principal in and you lose your gains in and pay lots of fees in. And I said, you know, this doesn't make sense. So everything I talk about on the radio, everything I've done in all my dinners for many, many years, is the same stuff I've done for my own money. I own three of these. And I got to tell you something. If anybody is trying to sell you a product, a service, or anything that they don't own themselves, what should you do? Run. Because they're just in it for the money. I own three of these index-linked accounts, and that's where my retirement money is. Because you know what? I'm too old to lose my money. I don't want to go backwards. You know, it's funny because the brokers out there, the financial planners, are all painting us with the same brush. You know, they're selling the same thing to a 30-year-old as they would a 60-year-old. And I personally don't feel that's the right thing to do. You know, a 30-year-old doesn't want to lose their money either, do they? No. But they have time to make it up. We don't have time to make it up. And, you know, it doesn't make sense to lose it and then try to make it up. You know, back in 08, when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I got zeros. Yeah, got a zero. And zero is always better than a loss. I'll take a zero anytime over a loss. I lock my principal in and my gains in each and every year if there are any. And that's the beautiful thing about it. Any gains from year to year, I lock them in and I never look back. You know, picture you and your best friend are back in 08 are in a 20-story office building. And you're both on the fifth floor. Now, you're in a good index-linked account and your friend is in Wall Street, in the Wall Street casino, you know, and the market tanks. And your friend goes straight to the basement via the express elevator. However, you're on the fifth floor. Now, when the market's coming back up, you're on the way to the sixth and the seventh floor. Your friend's going to come all the way back to the fifth floor just to break even. You're on your way up and you never look back again. And that's what I do for myself. That's what I do for my clients. That's important because we help people protect those assets they work just too darn hard for. Why would they want to just give them away and willy-nilly pay fees? You know, fee, fee, fee. And that's not that French poodle down the street. That's the fees you're paying to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company. Remember, when you pay those fees, it eats up your returns, and you don't want to do that. So if I can help you, like I've helped my clients, sleep at night, I call it pillow money, mailbox money. We sleep at night. We know that we can't lose that principal or the gains. I can help you get a reasonable range of return. And most importantly, I can help you, like the top 1% of our nation, get income from multiple sources. I can help you get that for as long as you live on this earth. And when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. And that's important. So if that's something that you would like, please give me a call. 805-660-1313. You can also go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com.
We talk about 401ks a lot because just about everybody, I would say, in the working world, huge percentage are offered 401ks. And not many people know about them, but they think this is what I'm supposed to do. So they do.
Sure.
It's an automatic thing. You know, whether it's 1% up to, what, 15, and there's some, when you get older, you can do different things. But a lot of people are sort of willy-nilly on it, and they don't even know what they're putting their money in. But there's also some issues with 401ks and how they're structured. And I don't even know. And, you know, I've been offered a 401k for 20-some years now. So let's talk about the structure of 401ks in general. Are there any flaws, anything we should be aware of?
Well, first of all, most people think that a 401k was designed to be a retirement plan, and it wasn't. Back in the mid-70s, Wall Street got together with the business community. See, the company said, look, we can't keep making these pensions available. It's so expensive, and we can't do it. What can we come up with? So they came up with this idea of putting money in the 401k. Well, the three-legged stool is Social Security, is a pension, and is savings. A 401k was designed to be a savings plan, not a full-blown retirement plan. The structural flaws that we have, you know, and it's sad because you've been bought into the concept of dollar cost averaging because it was explained to you as a prudent investment mythology. Unfortunately, dollar cost averaging is simply a convenient solution to address the manner in which the contributions have to be channeled from your employer to your investment funds in your 401k. Fortunately, you can take control of your investments process by directing all of your retirement plan contributions into a conservative investment. You know, like we talk about the index-linked accounts, the annuities. You know, they're safe. They're backed by major insurance companies. Market goes up, we get to go up with it. Market drops, we don't lose. Market goes up, we get to go up with it. Market drops, we don't lose. And we lock our gains in from year to year. And that's something that you can do. I move a lot of 401ks over. I take them out of what they're in. And number one, I've stopped the fees that they're paying. And if you didn't believe there was fees in 401ks, ladies and gentlemen, don't feel bad. 83% of Americans didn't know, according to AARP, ARP. You know, you just didn't know because they're so well hidden, the statements that you get from the 401k company, et cetera. So long-term investment time horizons. You've probably also been told your employer established a 401k plan on your behalf, which I love, in order to provide you with a long-term plan for retirement. Given this premise, you are most likely led to believe that you should develop a long-term strategy asset allocation based on the time horizon that is likely to exceed a decade. Unfortunately, you may not have been told that this is highly unlikely that the portfolio managers that are currently managing your investment options will be managing them for 10 years from now. Therefore, if you're going to develop a strategic allocation with long-term focus in mind, you probably need to be using a period less than 10 years. Now, think about this for a minute. If you're getting ready to retire in the next 3 to 5 years and you're in the Wall Street casino with your dignity money, that's the money you got to take to live on for the rest of your life, pay your bills, maybe travel, that type of stuff. If you're in that Wall Street casino and the Wall Street casino goes down again like we did in 08, remember, let me digress a minute. Wall Street has lost your money not once but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. And they're way over due right now, okay? So if the market tanks again and your money tanks with it, how do you think your retirement living is going to go? Probably not too good. Let's talk about administrative costs. Make no doubt about it, a qualified 401k plan is an expensive employee benefit. That's because the 401k plans entail many complex issues that have to be monitored, and ongoing service and administrative functions that have to be provided. What's more, a number of education and communication services are required to be offered to the plan participants. See, my clients and I, we don't like paying fees. Fees take away from our returns. They eat up our returns. And we don't want to do that. We don't want the risk and we don't want the fees. And that's the situation. Okay? That's what we want to do. We want to get rid of the fees and get rid of the risk. So, you know, and this is what's nice. I take the 401k and I make it an IRA. Now, we can make it a SEP IRA for you self-employed. Have a lot of real estate agents, a lot of hairdressers now that I've helped open up SEP IRAs because they need a retirement plan too. They're not going to want to work the rest of their life. So we help them with that. That means they can put more money in on a SEP versus a traditional or versus a Roth. We do some Roth IRAs for our younger people. They're going to pay the taxes now versus paying the taxes later. But what we've done is we've taken them out of the risk and we've taken them out of the fees. And this is where it comes in that you're going to have more money at the end of what's going on. You know, think about this. All my stuff is tax deferred, whether it's a qualified plan or a non-qualified plan. Now, let me explain that. A qualified plan is money you haven't paid taxes on yet. Okay. So if you're in the stock market with a qualified plan, you're not going to pay taxes on that yet anyway. But how about a non-qualified plan? That's where you've already paid the taxes on it, okay? You put your money in Wall Street and you earn money, you earn a gain for that year, they're going to send you a 1099. Well, what does that mean? That means you got to pay taxes on that money you earned. Where my stuff on a non-qualified means you don't pay taxes on the gains that you made that year until you take the money out. That means your money is growing at a faster rate. It's the big three: interest on principal, interest on interest, and interest on taxes saved. It's a win-win for you. Let's talk about the lackluster record keeping. It's safe to say you probably don't understand the complexities associated with record keeping for these assets that you've accumulated in the 401k plan. Ironically, even in today's age of technology, record keeping is still a labor-intensive endeavor, particularly if you have a lot of things that you've generated for years. To make matters worse, even if your record keeping does a perfect job, that record keeper just is right on top of it. You probably only give that record keeper an average grade for the service that are provided because you will undoubtedly expect your records and statements to be produced on a timely manner and free of any errors and omissions. Ain't gonna happen. For you teachers out there, I meant to say the word ain't. Given understandably high standards and expectations, virtually none of the retirement plan providers will provide an investor-friendly statement. Sometimes I look at these things when I'm meeting with clients, and I meet with a lot of new people every day, and they are so convoluted, it's not even funny. It's very difficult to even read these things. You can't see where the fees are. You can't see where the costs are. And that's done by design, ladies and gentlemen. It's not done by accident. Let's talk about the subpar investment plan designs with marginal quality investment options that are in these things. In terms of retirement plan design, the conventional wisdom in the 401k plan investment industry is less is more. What is meant by this concept is the comprehensive retirement plan design can be developed by offering a group investment options that cover roughly five asset class categories. These categories in terms of theoretical risk order are money market funds or stable value funds, core bond funds, large capitalization funds, small capitalization funds, and international funds. Yeah. Most people don't understand these things. You're sitting there in the cubicle. You're asking your person next door to try to help you with some of these things, and that's the situation. You know, one frequently overlooked option for an investor who has a poor selection of fund choices is to speak to your employer. Frequently, employers are not deliberately trying to provide you with poor choices, but the companies that they're working with may. You don't know that. Let's talk about the complex tax implications. Arguably, the most highly touted 401k plan attribute is pre-tax treatment of invested cash flows. This feature is important because you have more money to invest up front. You should have a greater opportunity to enhance your returns down the road. However, before blindly accepting this premise that pre-tax investing is a big investment advantage for you, keep in mind that when you withdraw your money from the 401k plan, the entire amount that is withdrawn will be taxed at your personal income tax level. In retrospect, this may be a material disadvantage to you because it's highly likely that your long-term investment strategy would have achieved the substantial long-term gains that should have been taxed at a much lower capital gains tax rate. Since these gains will be taxed as income under the 401k plan structure, your perceived pre-tax advantage on the front end will be offset to a certain degree by the tax disadvantage on the back end. Okay, so that can happen. Yeah, you have to look at your alternatives. You have to see what's happening and how it's working. The nice thing about where my money is it's growing tax deferred, which is nice. Okay, now when I do take it out, I am going to have to pay ordinary income tax on it. Yes, I am. And it's going to be based on my age. I understand that. It's going to be based on how much I'm taking out. I understand that. What my tax rate is on state and federal. I understand that. While the 401k plans are an important part of the employee benefit package, the issues associated with some of these provisions are very problematic. Final problem in your 401k assets is, you know what? It's at risk. It's at risk. Risk and fees. That's the situation. Risk and fees. That's what goes in hand with the 401k, the 403b, the 457 plan, the TSAs, the TSPs. Risk and fees. And, you know, we talk about risk. You know, we're going to talk about in the show today, you know. I don't care if it's low risk, medium risk, or high risk. Risk is risk. So if you would like not to have risk and not to pay fees that eat up your returns, we need to speak. 805-660-1313.
Interesting how when you meet somebody and you're going to do any kind of work with them, you do want to check them out and do some kind of a background check. But another thing that you recommend, and tell us why, that you should maybe do this more than just the first time. When you're dealing with your money and you're dealing with trying to keep it safe.
Well, even Spence, even if you're going to have a contractor come out and add a room to your house, or you have a dental work that you need to do and you want to look for a new dentist, you want to do your due diligence. You want to investigate these people. And I think it's important the ongoing is just as important as the front end of this or the preliminary investigation. Think about this. You've been dealing with, let's say, a financial planner, a stockbroker, maybe an insurance agent like myself, and, you know, for 2 or 3 years. And maybe something now has happened that you don't know about. Maybe that one of those category persons has committed fraud somewhere, or maybe they've had a criminal problem or whatever. You don't know about that, yet they have your money or your money's with them and helping – you're helping get returns from them and that type of stuff. Think about this. Every year, myself, I check my own insurance agent out. Because I want to know that that person can still do business with me, is still got a license, hasn't been convicted of anything, hasn't done damage to anybody, hasn't had a lot of complaints. So in my opinion, first of all, you want to check that person out before you start to do business with them. You can go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, and towards the top of the page there's buttons, and one of them is ways to check me out. The first thing that you're going to see is my mission statement and philosophy on business. I think it's important if you're going to do business with somebody, especially if they're touching your money, that you know their mission statement and their philosophy. You know, a lot of guys and gals put up these quick little websites around, and there's not much to them. They're called templates. And they have nothing in there that you can judge these people by or look at these people and say, gosh, you know, who is this person? The second thing that I think that's important is a little short bio on myself. Talks about where I grew up, talks about some of the nonprofit boards I sit on. I'm a past president of a chamber of commerce, a past Rotarian. My daughter, Ricky and Randy, Ricky works with me part-time. She's licensed, and she helps me with my clients, and she has clients of her own. It just get a little snapshot of who I am. And then the final piece is ways to check out Ronald Grant. And the first way is through the California Department of Insurance. I think that's important. You need to see, is my license current? Are my continuing education courses current? Have I been reprimanded by the state of California for anything? And how was that handled? Have there been any consumer complaints? That's you guys. And how were they handled? Then you see the companies that I'm appointed with. I've got the top companies out there. There's lots of guys and gals that are in business that don't even have the top companies out there. And then you're going to see how I can help you. These are things on the state of California. These are the companies that I'm appointed with to help you. Now, keep in mind, I don't work for a company. I work for the client and myself. I have my own corporation. So how I get paid from the insurance companies is if I help you with a product or service and account and it comes out of their budget, not your pocket. Big difference. Your financial planner, your stockbroker, et cetera, 401k company, 403b company, gets paid out of your pocket. You know, back in 08 and 09 when the market tanked almost 50%, financial planners, stockbrokers, 401k still made money. That's the situation. I help you with a product or service or account, I get helped. I get paid by the insurance company. That's how I help my clients. It doesn't take away from your returns, and that's the beautiful thing about it. So do your due diligence. You know, where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you. Yeah. You need to do your own due diligence. I would be checking your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company out twice a year. Insurance agent through the California Department of Insurance, and I've given you a bullet point by bullet point way to check me out. I've given you my license number. You can submit a query. That's what you can do to your insurance agent. If it's a stockbroker, financial planner, they're under FINRA, they're under the SEC, it's FINRA.org. You can go and do that. And I think you should do that because it's your money. And then down below the insurance commissioner is the National Ethics Association. That's the NEA. I'm a proud member for many, many years in the NEA, and they've done their due diligence. And you can call them. The 800 number is there. You can call. You can go on their website. And I think you should do that. If you want to work with me, do that. Check me out first. You know, it's always good to know who you're working with. And if you have any questions, you can certainly call me, 805-660-1313.
We will carry on in just moments here. As always, a lot of great information. Make sure you got some notes. You can do that. Get a pen, get a paper. We'll be back in just 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Ron Grant. You know me from the radio as the host of the Safer Money Solution Show and as the original Safer Money Specialist. I'm focused on helping everyone who wants to retire one day and find a safe alternative to the risk and fees of the stock market. That's what I do. But what's in it for you? Why talk to me about your hard-earned money? The market's been up, so now is a great time to be a profit taker and take some of your money out of the Wall Street casino. As the original Safer Money Specialist, I'm focused on giving you some of the upside of Wall Street without the risk and fees and the downside. So call me now, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313. We'll talk about a guaranteed lifetime income and how to keep your money 100% safe. To learn more, tune into the Safer Money Solution Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. And let's start planning your guaranteed retirement. Call me today, 660-1313, and I'll show you how to keep your money 100% safe.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist here on a Saturday morning. As always, 9 years. Doing the Saturdays here with Ron. Let's go to brokers and financial planners. They talk about portfolio diversification. How is that different from class diversification? You get a portfolio over there, and you got some class diversification over here. What is the difference between the two?
Well, the financial planners and stockbrokers always like to talk in we're going to diversify you. You know, we don't want to put you in too much risk, so we want to diversification of your money. Put it, spread it around the table. And the problem with that is it's in just different pots of risk. I mean, I get a kick out of this because I had a lady who was 200 people in the room. It was Christmas many years ago. And I'm doing the workshop, and all of a sudden she gets up, and I kind of caught her out of the corner of my eye. I'm thinking she's going to the restroom, but I saw her back there talking to Michael, and Michael was my appointment setter at the time. And she goes back to Michael, and she says, Michael, I need to see Ron immediately tomorrow. I need to know that I can take care of myself. I need to know that my dignity money is going to let me be okay, not have to move in with my children. And Michael gets the appointment book out, and he says, well, Ron's got appointments at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and noon. And so she looks at Michael and she says, then get him up earlier. And I chuckle because I did get up earlier. I went 8 o'clock in the morning. I went to this lady's house. And there's a wood case door with an opaque glass on it. And that's kind of a frosted glass. And I see this kind of big woolly thing come into the door. And she opens up. She's in a big white robe with pink bunny slippers. And she leads me to the left. As I come in through the foyer, I guess you'd call it, leads me to the left, and right in there is the kitchen. There's a nice counter, and there's some stools, and there's a bunch of folders all over the tiled counter. So I'm thinking to myself, wow, this lady's got a lot of stuff here. You know, we're going to be maybe longer than an hour, and I've got a 9 o'clock. Anyway, before my butt hits the seat, she says, Mr. Grant, I want you to know something. My broker's got me diversified. And I said, okay, well, let's take a look at it. And I started going through her statements. And the broker had her diversified all right, just in different pots of risk. She had some very low risk, and she had some medium risk, and then she had some terribly high risk. That is not true class diversification. This is true class diversification. Real estate. Money, liquid money. We got to have liquidity. Gold, silver, platinum, and a good indexed annuity, because the indexed annuity is safe. It lets us participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, but never the downside of Wall Street. Okay, think about that. Market goes up, we get to go up with it. Market drops, we don't go down with it. In fact, every year we get together as clients. If you're my client, either over the phone, through the mail, or in person, we will never, ever be talking about your losses, because there won't be any, providing you don't do two things. You don't take out more than 10% penalty-free. Now, let me digress a minute. You can also take a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, and we can provide that for you. But don't take more than 10% penalty-free each and every year. Got to wait 12 months to do that, by the way. And don't break the contract. Same thing on your cell phone. We all have cell phone contracts. You're in it for a year, 2 years, whatever it is. If you break the contract, you're going to pay a penalty. Same thing here. So don't do those two things, and we won't be talking about your losses. It's that simple. So while she was in different pots of risk, I believe that classification, true classification, is diversification, is real estate, liquidity, green stuff. Because remember, cash is king. Metals, gold, silver, platinum, to hedge against the dollar, and a good indexed annuity, because that way we're safe, we're protected. We can't lose our principal, we can't lose our gains, providing we follow the rules. And it's really not brain surgery, guys. It's very simple. Just don't break the contract early, and don't take more than 10%. A lot of these guys and gals try to make this thing very difficult. You know, it's like the financial planners and stockbrokers, when they talk to you, they like to hose you down with all that knowledge that they got. And they talk way over your head, you know. You know, if you're in a, by the way, if you're talking with a financial planner or stockbroker in their office and they talk over your head, they're not answering your questions, you're not understanding what they're saying, ask them to please talk in jargon that you understand. If they don't want to do it, get up and leave, because you're entitled to have it explained clearly so you understand it. I try to do that each and every day. And if someone doesn't understand it, I tell them, let's go over it again and again if we have to. And again, we want to make sure that you're clear on it. Because see, I really realize whose money it is. It's your money. It's not my money. It's your money, and I want to help you protect it. But I also want to make sure that you understand how these things work. It's pretty simple, but we may not get it the first two or three times, and we'll keep going until we do get it. That's the situation. You're entitled, because it's your money, to understand the issues and how they work, and how you can take your money out. When you're in that office with those financial planners and stockbrokers, ask them, how can you take the money out? When can you take the money out? Are there fees? Who gets the fees? How much of the fees? These are important things. Can I lose my money? How do I lose my money? Ask the tough questions. And if they don't want to answer them, get up and leave. If they're in your home, ask them to leave. We're all consumers. I'm a consumer. When I want to buy something, I will need to get answers. I'm uneducated about your particular industry or your field or your product. So I do my due diligence, and then I ask the questions. And if I'm not getting the answers that are making me feel comfortable to make an educated purchase, I'm going to walk. And I would expect you to do the same. So give me a call, 805 660-1313, or go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, and you can send me some emails from there. You can schedule an appointment with me, whatever you'd like to do.
When it comes to hitting 50 years old, maybe a little older, why should you be more concerned about receiving a guaranteed income rather than having your retirement assets in a risk product? A lot of people, like the way I visualize it is, I've got this hopefully gigantic pot of cash that I just occasionally pick from myself. That's how I look at it. I don't see the concept of a check coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what's the difference for me just drawing from that huge pile of cash I shall have or from getting a check?
Well, first of all, the first question you had is if you're over 50, why are you worrying? You know, you're in stock market, you're in the Wall Street. Why are you chasing returns? You know, it's not about chasing returns. It's actually about getting a guaranteed lifetime income. And I can provide that through the insurance company for you. You can go to your mailbox monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, or annually, or it can be electronic fund into your checking account. If you're over 50, you should be more concerned about getting an income that will take care of you and your family. You know, now, I guess if you lost your money in Wall Street, you could move in with your kids. I don't know how that works. But the situation is most of us have got our lives and we don't want to move in with our kids. You know, that's a situation. We don't want to have to do that. If you're in a 401k, 403b, et cetera, they can provide some income for you, but it can't be guaranteed. I can provide the guaranteed income through the insurance companies that you can make sure you'll get every monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, or annually. When the money's in the risk factor, no matter what the risk is, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, real estate trusts, oil, gas, that type of thing, no one can guarantee your money because the market's up, the market's down, the market's up, the market's down. And if the market takes a bad hit, it could be 5, 6, 7, 8 years before it recovers to get your money. What are you going to do in those years that you have to live on? So think about that. If you're over 50, in my opinion, you should stop chasing returns. Stop chasing the return factor and worry about getting that guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. Because think about it. You know, you now have you've been putting money away in that vehicle, whatever that is, 401k, 403b, et cetera, and you've been filling the pipeline, okay? Now it's time to take the pipeline out and it's time to live on that money. Well, if you don't have a guaranteed of that money, how can you plan your life? We all, pretty much all of us, have to budget. If you need $6,000 a month coming in to pay your bills and to live the way you want to live, and the market takes a tank and now you have $2,000 a month because you lost that much money in your 401k, 403b, et cetera, what are you going to do? Have you thought about that? You know, in 2017, a group of 300 of us, we're in a marketing group out of Kansas. 300 of us took $5.5 billion, with a B, dollars out of Wall Street and put them in safe indexed annuities. But you know what? In 2018, we took $6.7 billion out of Wall Street and put them in indexed annuities. What do you think those people know that you might not know? They want a reasonable range of return. They want access to a portion of their money. More importantly, they want a guaranteed lifetime income. You know, it's funny. Some people say to me, geez, I don't need another income. I've got my pension and I've got my Social Security and my 401k is over here. And I say, yeah, but your 401k is in full 100% risk. And if you don't need another income, great. Leave it set in there. Bank it. Give it to your kids. Give it to the church. Give it to the synagogue. Give it to the animals. But keep it safe. And why in the world would you want to pay fees that eat up your returns just because you have a nice pile of money? You know, Warren Buffett, there was an article done on him. 2008, Senior Magazine did an article on Buffett. He has somewhere between $400 and $500 million in indexed annuities. Why? Why does this wealthy man who's invested everywhere, all over the place, puts his money in there? Because he needs some of his money safe. He gets access to 10% of his money penalty free. He gets a reasonable range of return. Market goes up, he gets to go up with it. Market goes down, he doesn't lose. He wants to have maybe an income that's guaranteed. But most importantly, he doesn't want to lose his principal or his gains. See, why would you want to go 5 miles and you just reached your destination and then you have to go all the way back and start over again, or maybe go back 3 miles and start over again? That's what Wall Street does. You built that money up, and now all of a sudden, like in 08, you were doing swinging, man. Everything was cool. All of a sudden, boom, 40 to 50% down. See, my clients and I, we got zeros, and we didn't lose. We slept at night, and that's what I do. That's how I help people. I get excited about helping people. I think it's wonderful. You know, and I own 3 of these for my money because, you know what? I'm just too old to lose my money. I don't want to go back and make it up. I want to go forward. I don't want to go backward. If you would like to go forward and not backward, if you would like to sleep at night knowing that we've protected that money with major insurance companies, if you would like to get a reasonable range of return, and most importantly, a lifetime income. Now, you know, if you don't want that income, fine, leave it for your beneficiaries. That's great. They'll have something. It's up to you. We can do whatever you want. We have this is not cookie cutter. We have lots of options, okay? And we're out of the risk factor. We're out of the fee factor. Now, some of these companies have income riders, and they do charge for some of those income riders. But that's a fee that comes out of the account value, not the income value. So if you wanted income, doesn't matter what your account went down to, you're still going to get that income. However, I have companies that have no income riders. I've got one that has a 22% bonus they're paying right now. You put your money in, you get 22% bonus on what you put in immediately. And for the next 18 months, anything you add to it is 22%. And it's compounding. Interest on top of interest on top of interest. But you know, that's not the best part to that product. No. The best part to that product is you get a 50% bonus each and every year for the next 10 years that the indexes or indices that we choose, like the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100, the Dow Jones Industrial, the Barclays Dynamic Balance, the Hang Seng, the Euro, the Russell, these are all indices or indexes that we can choose. Example, May of 2019 to May of 2020. Market returns of 4% out of the S&P 500. We'll use that because that's the top 500 companies out there in the indexes. They're going to give you, this company will give you 50% of 4, which is 2. Now they add the 2 and the 4 together, which is 6. For that year, you got a 6% bonus, which is compounding on the initial money you put in and got the 22% bonus. It's very powerful. There's nothing out there. This is one of the top products in the industry. And, you know, some guys and gals don't even have this in their portfolio to help you with. The nice thing about it is it's one of the major companies out there. They keep about $1.98 for every dollar you and I put up. Very strong. Your bank keeps minus 11 cents. Figure that. Of course, you got FDIC, so, you know, that's something. We want to sleep at night. We want to get a reasonable range of return. Maybe we want that guaranteed lifetime income. But if not, we're going to protect the principal and protect the gains. Remember, we'll never be talking about your losses because there just won't be any. Just follow the rules, very simple rules. Don't take out more than 10% penalty free. Don't break the contract early. Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
We do have Chick-fil-A on the way coming up in just 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to his seminar, he bought me dinner. But today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we're back with Ron Grant, Chick-fil-A time.
Okay, we're going to give two cards to two people. I promise I'll mail them out on Monday. I want you to go to your computers or anything that you send an email in the subject line, write the word chicken, and send me an email to Ron at safermoneyspecialist.com, and I promise you put your name, your address, your phone number. That's what Robert likes. That's the owner of Chick-fil-A, and I will mail those cards out to you, I promise.
Will Hart is on the phone.
Mr. Willie Hart, how you doing on a wonderful Saturday?
I'm good, Ron. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, buddy. We're running a little tight today. I got a little long-winded, I guess, on a couple things, but...
Nothing new.
Nothing new. Thank you, Will. I appreciate that. Mr. Will Hart has helped me with my IRAs with gold, and he's helped a lot of my clients with metals, and we hope we can help you, too. So let's talk about why somebody should have some gold, silver, and platinum maybe in their portfolio.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're concerned that the market's poised for correction, if you're concerned that the dollars continue to lose value, you want to have something that typically goes north when everything else goes south. And I've been reading, I'm sure you have also, Ron, in regards to all these companies that are doing these stock buybacks.
Yeah.
And how this is all about ready to kind of unfold. And obviously the sentiment that I'm seeing out there is people are concerned and they just want to have a little bit of a safety net.
Yeah, and it's important to have a safety net. We talked about true class diversification, and that is great. What are the ways that they can purchase gold and silver?
Sure. Yeah, the two ways, obviously, one is the cash purchase. The client simply wires whatever dollar amount they want to convert from cash into physical metal, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, whatever they like. We have all the products, bars, coins, et cetera. We'll go ahead, they'll wire the funds, we'll find out what they want, and we'll ship the metals right to their doorstep so they can put them in a safe place. And then, of course, the other option, which turns out to seem a very popular option, and I think that's because most people, that's where they have their nest egg, and that's inside of a retirement account. 401k, 403b, you know, doesn't matter what kind, it is a tax-deferred penalty-free rollover. They can protect their portfolio with physical gold and silver. We'll put it right inside their account, and that way they can breathe easy.
Cool. Well, I appreciate it. If you would like some metal, give me a call, 805-660-1313. I will put you in touch with Will Hart. Like I said, he's helped me. He's helped my clients. He can help you. Buddy, have a great rest of the weekend.
You too, Ron. Take care.
Thank you.
How do people get in touch with you?
805-660-1313. I want everyone to have a blessed day out there, and let's be kind to one another.
Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Ron Grant, the Safer Money Specialist, calls this mailbox money on his Safer Money Solutions radio show. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Ron wants to remove the stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Ron at 660-1313. He has a retirement blueprint he will share with you. It will show you how to build a nest egg that will provide you with the guaranteed monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call Ron at 660-1313 to schedule a meeting and receive your retirement blueprint. Call now, 660-1313.